This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. At the Freedom Memorial in Aurora last month, hundreds of people turned out to honor more than 6,000 Coloradans killed in combat. Now, its founder is raising money to stand up a building for field trips, visits, and displays. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
Rick Crandall is the CEO of the memorial. He says he's raising money for a visitors and educational center in Memorial Park. It'll be near the three monuments already there. Once complete, people will have somewhere to gather and learn about local veterans' history.
The facility will contain a classroom where when kids, students come out on field trips, we'll have a theater in the building where we can have a speaker series, and we'll have an exhibit space there where we have some memorabilia from veterans who have served.
So far, about a quarter of the $8 million needed for the building has been raised. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
The top Republican in the Colorado Senate, Paul Lundeen of Monument, is resigning to lead a national conservative nonprofit. He only had one more year left in the legislature because of term limits. Lundeen was well-liked on both sides of the aisle as a thoughtful leader. He says his approach to lawmaking is to always be open to listening rather than just pushing his own ideas.
The perfect way of moving a policy forward is to seek first to understand what is my opponent seeking to achieve. And if there is a way to achieve a common ground, to achieve an outcome that both of you would agree is good, sometimes approaching it differently is a good way to get there.
Colorado Senate Republicans are set to meet later this week to select a new leader, and a GOP vacancy committee will fill Lundeen's seat. Sunny and warm in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Grand Junction this afternoon, with mountain thunderstorms possible in Durango, Pagosa Springs, and Telluride. This is CPR News and KRCC.